Part 2, The Last Hole, Chapter 29. There was a change in the weather, for the worst. The air became unbearably humid. Stanley was drenched in sweat. Bits of moisture ran down the handle of his shovel. It was almost as if the temperature had gotten so hot that the air itself was sweating. A loud boom of thunder echoed across the empty lake. A storm was way off to the west beyond the mountains. Stanley could count more than 30 seconds between the flash of lightning and the clap of thunder. That was how far away the storm was. Sound travels a great distance across a barren wasteland. Usually, Stanley couldn't see the mountains at this time of day. The only time they were visible was just at snuff before the air became hazy. Now, however, the sky was very dark off to the west, and every time the lightning flashed, the dark shape of mountains would briefly appear. "Come on, rain," shouted Umpit. "Blow this way. Maybe it will rain so hard it will fill up the whole lake," said Squid. "We can go swimming." 40 days and 40 nights, said X-Ray. "Guess we better start building us an ark. Get two of each animal, right?" "Right," said Zigzag. "Two rattlesnakes, two scorpions, two yellow-spotted lizards." The humidity, or maybe the electricity in the air, had made Zigzag's head even more wild-looking. His frizzy blonde hair stuck almost straight out. The horizon lit up with a huge wave of lightning. In that split second, Stanley thought he saw an unusual rock formation on top of one of the mountain peaks. The peak looked to him exactly like a giant fist, with the thumbs sticking straight up. Then it was gone, and Stanley wasn't sure whether he had seen it or not. "I found refuge on God's thumb." That's what his great-grandfather had supposedly said after Kid Barlow had robbed him and left him stranded in the desert. No one ever knew what he meant by that. He was delirious when he said it. But how could he live for 3 weeks without food or water? Stanley had asked his father. "I don't know. I wasn't there," replied his father. "I wasn't born yet. My father wasn't born yet. My grandmother, your great-grandmother, was a nurse in the hospital where they treated him. He would always talk about how she would dab his forehead with a cold, wet cloth. He said that's why he fell in love with her. He thought she was an angel, a real angel." His father didn't know. What about after he got better? Did he ever say what he meant by God's thumb or how he survived? No. He just blamed his no-good peak styling father. The storm moved off further west along with any hope of rain, but the image of the fist and thumb remained in Stanley's head. Although instead of lightning flashing behind the thumb, in Stanley's mind the lightning was coming out of the thumb, as if it were the thumb of God.